This is AI Daily, episode 45, exploring AI partnership and ecosystem building.
Today, we're examining how organizations are developing strategic alliances, vendor relationships, and ecosystem partnerships to accelerate AI innovation and expand market reach through collaborative approaches.
Mark, what's remarkable about the partnership landscape in October 2025 is the sophistication we're seeing. Strategic AI partnerships have increased 143% year over year, with $67.3 billion in collaborative investment. But it's not just about the volume. It's about how organizations are thinking strategically about building ecosystems that create sustainable competitive advantages.
Exactly, Hope. Harvard Business Review's October 2025 analysis shows that ecosystem-based AI companies report 89% faster innovation cycles compared to standalone development approaches. The organizations succeeding aren't just forming partnerships, they're building comprehensive ecosystem strategies that leverage collective capabilities for mutual benefit.
Let's start with strategic partnership frameworks, Mark. What we're seeing is that successful AI partnerships require fundamentally different approaches compared to traditional business alliances. These partnerships often involve sharing intellectual property, co-developing technologies, and creating joint go-to-market strategies that require high levels of trust and alignment.
Right, Hope. The partnership evaluation criteria have evolved significantly. Organizations are looking beyond traditional factors like market position and financial strength. They're evaluating cultural fit, technological compatibility, innovation capabilities, and long-term strategic alignment. Accenture's technology vision for October 2025 emphasizes that partnership success depends on complementary capabilities rather than similar strengths.
That's a crucial insight, Mark. Let's talk about ecosystem building strategies, because creating network effects is becoming a critical competitive differentiator. Organizations are moving from linear value chains to platform-based ecosystems where multiple partners contribute capabilities and all participants benefit from network growth.
And Hope, what's fascinating is how these ecosystem strategies are creating new forms of competitive advantage. Instead of competing on individual capabilities, organizations are competing on ecosystem effectiveness.
Let's dive into vendor relationship management, Mark, because the traditional customer-vendor dynamic is evolving into more strategic partnerships. Organizations are realizing that their AI capabilities depend heavily on their technology partners, creating opportunities for deeper collaboration and joint innovation.
Absolutely, Hope. Deloitte's October 2025 research shows that successful organizations are moving beyond transactional vendor relationships to strategic partnerships that include joint development roadmaps, shared risk arrangements, and collaborative innovation programs. This requires sophisticated partnership governance structures and new approaches to vendor selection and management.
The technology integration aspect is critical, Mark. When you're working with multiple AI partners, you need robust frameworks for combining capabilities across different platforms, APIs, and development environments. This isn't just a technical challenge, it's a strategic coordination challenge.
Right, Hope. Organizations are developing what MIT Sloan calls integration architectures that enable seamless collaboration between partners while maintaining security, performance, and reliability. This includes everything from API strategies to data sharing protocols to collaborative development processes.
Let's address risk management for partnerships, Mark, because AI partnerships involve unique risks around intellectual property, data sharing, competitive positioning, and technology dependencies. How do organizations manage these risks while enabling the collaboration necessary for innovation?
The successful approaches, Hope, involve sophisticated risk-sharing mechanisms. Organizations are developing partnership governance structures that clearly define responsibilities, intellectual property ownership, data usage rights, and risk allocation. They're also using techniques like staged collaboration, where partnerships deepen over time as trust and capabilities are demonstrated.
That brings us to joint innovation programs, Mark. cross-industry AI partnerships grew 178%, with 82% demonstrating measurable competitive advantages. What's driving this success in collaborative innovation?
Hope, the key insight is that joint innovation programs work best when partners bring complementary rather than competing capabilities. We're seeing successful collaborations between technology companies and industry specialists, between large corporations.
Let's talk about market expansion through partnerships, Mark. Joint AI innovation programs achieved 67% higher success rates in bringing products to market. How are organizations using partnerships to accelerate their market reach and customer acquisition?
Organizations are developing sophisticated channel strategies, Hope. Instead of trying to reach all markets directly, they're leveraging partners with established customer relationships, geographic presence, or industry expertise. This enables faster market entry while reducing the investment required for direct market development.
The performance measurement challenge is significant, Mark. How do you evaluate the success of partnerships when you're dealing with shared objectives, collaborative innovation, and long-term value creation that might not show up in traditional business metrics?
Organizations are developing multi-dimensional measurement frameworks, Hope. They're tracking collaboration metrics, like joint development velocity, shared innovation outcomes, and partner engagement levels. They're also measuring business impact through revenue attribution, market expansion metrics, and competitive positioning improvements.
Cultural integration is often overlooked, Mark, but it's critical for partnership success. How do organizations align different corporate cultures, communication styles, and decision-making processes to enable effective collaboration?
The successful organizations, Hope, invest heavily in cultural integration from the beginning of partnerships. They're creating joint governance structures, establishing communication protocols, and developing shared success metrics. They're also providing cultural training and creating opportunities for teams to work together before launching major initiatives.
Let's discuss the technology platform evolution, Mark. We're seeing the emergence of partnership platforms that facilitate collaboration, enable resource sharing, and create new forms of value creation through network effects.
These platforms are becoming critical infrastructure, Hope. They're enabling organizations to participate in multiple ecosystems simultaneously, access shared resources and capabilities, and collaborate with partners they might never have connected with through traditional business development approaches.
The global dimension is important too, Mark. AI partnerships are increasingly crossing national boundaries, creating opportunities for international collaboration, but also introducing complexities around regulation, data sovereignty, and cultural differences.
Organizations are developing global partnership strategies that account for these complexities, Hope. They're creating regional partnership hubs, developing expertise in international collaboration, and building capabilities for managing partnerships across different regulatory and cultural environments.
Looking at future trends, Mark, what's shaping the evolution of AI partnerships and ecosystem building? We're seeing emerging collaboration models that blur traditional boundaries between competition and cooperation.
The concept of co-opetition is becoming more sophisticated, Hope. Organizations are learning to collaborate with competitors in areas of mutual benefit while maintaining competitive differentiation in other areas. This requires nuanced strategic thinking and careful partnership design.
So, to summarize, successful AI partnership and ecosystem building requires strategic frameworks for alliance development, sophisticated ecosystem strategies that create network effects, effective vendor relationship management, robust technology integration capabilities, comprehensive risk management, successful joint innovation programs, strategic market expansion approaches, and strong cultural integration capabilities.
Tomorrow, we'll explore AI transformation case studies, examining real-world examples that demonstrate how organizations have successfully applied governance, innovation, and partnership strategies to achieve breakthrough AI implementations.
This has been AI Daily Episode 45 on AI partnership and ecosystem building. Keep collaborating strategically.